We're talking with Paul Rehm, who is a peace activist with a number of groups, including the Upper Hudson Peace Action and also Witness Against Torture. Recently, I came across a sign-on letter that groups were sending to President-elect Biden, urging him to, on day one, to take executive action to close down the prison at Guantanamo Bay, which, among other things, still has a number of individuals that were detained, grabbed after the 9/11 attacks. So, Paul, what has been your involvement over the years with the Guantanamo Bay situation?
Yeah. Before I respond to that, you had mentioned detained, grabbed, and we have to remember that 80% of the men in Guantanamo were and still are, that 80% feature, were turned in for bounties. The U.S. was offering bounties to individuals, countries, for turning in people that were suspected of being terrorists. And of course, if you've got a neighbor that you don't think much of, it's a great chance to get rid of a neighbor you don't care for and to make money by doing so. But then back to how we got involved. My wife, Katja, and I are part of the Atlantic Life community, which is a faith and resistance community. And folks from that group went to Cuba back in 2005, walked across the island to the naval base prison, were not allowed onto the base. But when they came back, they formed this group that you mentioned earlier, Witness Against Torture. And we've been part of Witness Against Torture since that year. And most Januaries, we've gathered in Washington to vigil, to demonstrate, to learn firsthand from attorneys and former Guantanamo staff, to lobby, to raise awareness, to call for the closure of the U.S. Naval prison at Guantanamo, and for the men who are imprisoned there to be released or brought to trial in federal courts. And we've vigiled in the steps of the Capitol and the Supreme Court and Senate office buildings and House office buildings in front of the White House, just about any place you can think of that relates to our government's injustice system in any way.
So these people have been there for, you know, close to going on 20 years at this point. Most of them have not been, I understand, found guilty of anything. And even if they were found guilty, you know, my suspicion is their sentences may be less than 20 years. You know, has President Trump, President-elect Trump, given any indication whether he might finally end this disaster? And wasn't this something that a President Obama was supposed to be dealing with 12 years ago?
Yeah, Obama said he was going to close the prison, and he actually did make some progress in getting people released. Joe Biden did say back in 2009 that he was going to close Guantanamo. It's part of the Democratic Party platform now, as I understand it, and hopefully we'll see some movement in that direction. Listening to the news this morning and some of the actions he's anticipating taking during his first days in office, perhaps rescinding the permit for the XL pipeline and providing a path to citizenship for DACA detainees, returning to the Paris Climate Accord. I kept waiting to hear something about Guantanamo, but all in vain. Yeah, the 40 men who are still there, more than half of them were held in CIA black sites prior to being brought to Guantanamo. And you mentioned being charged with anything. Only seven of the 40 men there were charged by the military commission. One person pled guilty and was released in part of a plea deal. Six of the men there have been cleared for release, three of those since 2010. So that's over 10 years since they've been initially cleared for release. If you remember, when still President Trump for another 24 hours, 25, something like that, took office, he said nobody was going to be released from Guantanamo. And if you reflect on that, make a comparison, if in New York State, six prisoners were granted parole and they were told that they would be released from prison, and then Governor Cuomo said, "Tain't going to happen." You might say then that those were his prisoners. And one of the attorneys, Shelby Sullivan Venice, that we were listening to the other day, spoke about Trump's statement, nobody's leaving while he's in the presidency. And in a way, doesn't that make these men Trump's prisoners? Is this perhaps something he could, in addition to so many other things that he might be held accountable for? Yeah, Dream on, McDuff, for keeping his own political prisoners.
Yeah. So what have the courts over the years said? I assume they're probably, we can't touch it. But, you know, what is the international community, United Nations, and what can people do at this point to try to get this tragedy resolved, the scandal?
Yeah, well, the international community and most most caring people are upset with, sometimes infuriated with, angered about our policies on Guantanamo. And you know, the fact that we chose Guantanamo was supposedly to keep us, what we do there, out of the reach of American law. And it's been one of the things that's been challenged all along. But what people can do now is educate yourself. A short, easy way to begin for background is a book called The Guantanamo Files by Andy Worthington. That will give you a fantastic background on the men who have been detained. And then you can come right up to today. Amnesty International this month put out an exhaustive report on Guantanamo. In between, if you're into graphic novels, there's a new one out called Guantanamo Voices, edited by Sarah Merck. You can check that as well. And what once you've got what you feel is a satisfactory background ideas, contact your congresspeople, representatives, senators, ask them to urge Biden to close Guantanamo and release the men. Share with them your support for our America returning, in this one instance at least, to some sort of respect for human rights, for showing some caring for individual people. These are people just like us. I mean, there are artists, there are poets. There was a book, Poems from Guantanamo, and the detainees.
Paul, we're almost out of time. We've been talking with Paul Rehm from the Upper Hudson Peace Action and also Witness Against Torture. 10 seconds, any website people can check in on or get involved with local groups?
Yeah, you can check in on the website for Witness Against Torture, for Amnesty International, for the Center for Constitutional Rights,
okay,
for Reprieve.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
And contact me if you'd like.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.